7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. So while you're up, coffee's brewing, you're looking at the Sunday paper, give us a call. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Write it down, give us a call. It will help you to have a better-looking yard and garden this year. With the price of gas, we may be spending a lot of time in the yard this year, so let's make it look good. Now, this time of the year, if you're looking for color, there are some plants that are in bloom where you live. Even if you live on Cape Cod, if you live in the Boston area, there are some plants in bloom in your yard. One of the perennials, now most of us are saying perennials don't start to bloom this time of the year. There's one called Helleborus. And Helleborus is a perennial that blooms at this time of the year. It will bloom mid-March all the way until June. It's a plant that will do good underneath tall trees, so it takes some shade. It produces a flower that looks like a poppy, smaller, about 2 inches in diameter, and all kinds of different colors. And the foliage is evergreen in most areas. I have some in my garden in Maine. We still have 18 inches of snow in the ground, so they're not blooming yet. But as soon as that snow is gone, they will be in bloom. So if you live in an area where the snow is gone, the ground has warmed up, the Helleborus is probably in bloom for you. Now, there's a shrub called witch hazel. It's the first plant to bloom, and in places where you don't get a lot of snow, like Cape Cod, Rhode Island, parts of Connecticut, and south, the witch hazel is in bloom right now. It looks like, the flower looks like the, on New Year's Eve, you blow into this noisemaker. And when you blow in it, it gets longer. And when you release the pressure, it curls back up. Looks like that. And during the day, when it's warm, it opens up. And at night, it curls right back down in shades of yellow. And they're beautiful. It's called witch hazel. And they should be in bloom Boston South. So Connecticut, Rhode Island, they're in bloom right now. In northern New England, in the 2 or 3 weeks, you should see signs of them coming into bloom. Your pussy willows are beginning to swell. And if you know what is pussy willows, wild ones, you can bring them into bloom very easy. Cut some of the branches. Put them in a tall vase of water. They'll begin to swell. The bud covering will pop off, and that nice fuzzy bud will begin to form on it. When it gets to the size that you want the bud to be, the actual pussy willow, the actual bud, drain the vase and they'll stay exactly that size for a year or more. If you go to my website, paulparent.com, press on newsletter at the top of the page, there are directions on how to root pussy willows. The newsletter is free. It comes out every single Thursday. All you need to do is paulparent.com, top of the page, click on newsletter, put your email address, hit submit, and you'll get it every single Thursday. And while you're there, look at this week's newsletter. We talked about the pussy willow, how to make it grow, and with flower shows going on all over the country right now, look for the Japanese fantail pussy willow. These are beautiful. They're not long stems like the traditional pussy willow. The stems grow like a corkscrew. They're twisted, they're snarly. But instead of being round, they're flat. With rows of bud, three or four rows of buds in rows. But it's a fan tail, so they're flat, they're twisted, they're curly, and they are absolutely beautiful. And if you buy fresh pussy willows and you read the newsletter, it will tell you exactly how to take the pussy willows that you bought at the flower show, bring them home, and start a new plant from those pussy willows to grow in your yard. It's very, very simple. PaulParent.com. George, who's up first this hour?
Okay, we almost got a full board here. First up is Lisa from Maine. She's got a question about a lilac.
Lisa, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a question regarding a lilac bush that was heavily pruned last fall, and it is now about 3 feet, and I was just wondering if there is anything I can do to encourage growth without having to wait several years.
Okay. What you want to do, lilacs is a plant that really prefers a sweet soil. So the first thing that you want to do when the snow is gone around the plant, buy a bag of lime. You can use a new product on the market from a company called Jonathan Green, and it's called Magic Cal. Now, Magic Cal is better than lime because one 40-pound bag is equivalent to 10 50-pound bags of the old-fashioned powdered lime. So a lot less weight in the bag. The difference is a bag of lime will take 6 months to break down in the soil because it's rock. And it will take 6 months for the rock to break down to neutralize the acidity in the soil. Magic Cal will change the acidity in the soil in 10 to 14 days. So when you apply it to your lawn, when you apply it in your garden, it will instantly begin to change the acidity, and in 10 days, you can raise the pH of your soil by 1 point. A lot easier, because instead of pushing a spreader that weighs 50 pounds and only doing 500 square feet, you push a spreader that weighs 50 pounds and you can do 5,000 square foot of coverage on your lawn or in your garden. So make the soil sweet. It will grow better. And for a fertilizer, use something called Plant Tone. Plant Tone is a slow-release, all-organic fertilizer, and it will feed the lilac plant for 90 days or more. And if you can do that anytime, like April 1st, put the lime down as soon as you can, that lilac will grow a foot or more, sometimes up to 2 feet, in one season. During July and August, when it's hot, give them some extra water, and that will help them too. But the prime time to push your lilac plant for growth is May and June. So get that fertilizer on in April, get the lime on during March or early April, and plenty of moisture. And every now and then, get some Miracle-Gro and really give them a good hosing down with the product, and that will push your lilacs. I'll tell you, I've seen lilacs cut down to almost the ground, and in 3 years, they've gone up to 6 feet or more, because you've got a big root, lots of energy to stimulate new growth. Good question, Lisa, and very timely. Thank you. George, who's up next?
That would be Linda in Massachusetts, and she's got a question about septan.
Okay, Linda, as soon as we come back from this break, we'll answer your gardening question. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the Compost Tumbler. The Compost Tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The Compost Tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on Sponsors, then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advance. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 11th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14.1290. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.4932, $7.2466 for a half ounce, or $3.6233 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.4932, $7.2466, and $3.6233.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. One comment. About 30 years ago, I planted a pussy willow outside my bedroom window. And at this time of year, when I raise the shades in the morning, I start grinning because the catkins are starting to break out of their buds.
Isn't it fun to see that?
Oh, yes. But the reason I called, we want to spray Captan in the basement, and I forget mm-hmm. the dilution rates.
Okay. What you do is you use 5 teaspoons.
Teaspoons.
5 teaspoons per gallon of warm water, because Captan is a powder. And if you can use the warm water, it will dissolve a lot better. What you do, Linda, is you put it in a pump sprayer. Really shake it to dissolve it, and open up your bulkhead. So you're going to need to wait till things warm up a little bit.
Yes.
Open up the bulkhead doors, open up the windows in your basement, and what I do is I'll set up 2 fans in the basement. I don't turn them on till I'm done spraying, but I set up 1 fan that blows from north to south in the basement, and the other one goes the opposite direction, and that circulates the air so that this solution will dry faster. Now, for those of you listening, you're probably saying, what are you talking about, Paul? Linda has called and talked about a product called Captan, C-A-P-T-A-N. Now, Captan is the most widely used fungicide in the world. And if any of you have a car with a plastic bumper, if you have patio furniture that's plastic, if you have vinyl siding, it has Captan in it to help to keep the mold and mildew from growing on it. Have you ever seen a car that's got plastic on it get all moldy? It's because there's Captan in it. Many years ago, my wife had allergies, and she was getting a shot every single week. Finally, one day, I went with her, and I asked the doctor what we could do to stop this allergy. And he said, go down in your basement and see if it smells musty. And I said, yes, it does. So he told me to do this. It's not on the label. And we do it every single year. And there's no more shots for my wife. If your basement smells musty, you need to let the air in during the spring to the fall season. So when the weather warms up, open up the windows, and what I do is I bought a 6-inch fan. I plug in the fan, and the fan blows fresh air into the basement. And I let it run 24 hours a day from May until September. And it brings in the fresh air, so you don't get that dampness. But what Linda is talking about is, you take Captan, 5 teaspoons per gallon of water. You buy yourself one of those paper masks to put on your nose and your mouth. And you spray the walls in your basement. You spray the floor in your basement. And you walk out. And before you do, turn on the 2 fans to circulate the air. An hour or two later, you'll go back and everything has dried. The Captan will kill the mold that's growing on the walls, the cement walls, and on the floor in your basement. It kills it. And the smell will dissipate and it will smell really good. I do this in my basement in the spring during mid to late April. And then I do it again in September, early October. So when spring gets here and when fall gets here. And by doing it twice a year, my basement does not smell like a basement. And my wife has not had a shot since we have been doing this. So give it a try. Good question, Linda. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin position strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Glad you woke up early to join us this morning. We appreciate that. And if we can help you with your garden, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Remember, next Sunday at this time, it's spring. How can we beat that? We've waited a long time. Let's hope that just the word spring, when you say it outside, like my house in Maine, we have a foot or more of snow. So yell spring to the snow and maybe we can scare it to melt and turn into liquid fertilizer. My dad always said that snow is poor man's fertilizer. Well, we've had plenty of poor man's fertilizer this year. Let's see the lawn. George, who's up next?
That would be Joan from Maine, and she's got a question about a mountain ash.
Joan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for all your help with our gardens. I have a European mountain ash that is growing. It's about 16 feet tall now, and it's growing up into my electrical wires coming from the house. Mm-hmm. That about an inch away from them, and I want to know, can I prune that middle stem without hurting the tree, and how far back can I prune it, and will that stop it from growing?
Okay, you should prune it, but I'll tell you, be very careful, Joan. You don't want to take that pole pruner and touch a wire, otherwise you'll be in tough shape. But what you want to do is you want to try and cut the mountain ash at least 3 feet below the wires that the tree is growing under. And what's going to happen, the mountain ash, where you prune it, instead of getting taller, is going to make the plant actually become wider, because you're going to be cutting the terminal buds. And the terminal buds are the ones on the tips of the branches. And the terminal bud is the boss. He says, I'm in charge. You're going to grow the way I tell you. And the tip bud will prevent the side buds from developing. When you remove the terminal, the leader is now gone. And the side buds will compete to become the new leader. So instead of having one shoot that says, I'm the boss, you're going to have three or four that will compete to become the new leader. And the top of your tree is going to get wider and thicker, and more buds are going to sprout further down the plant to make the tree a lot thicker overall. So a little bit of selective pruning like that will give you a tree with more blooms, more berries, and make the tree look a lot nicer. So don't be scared, but please be very careful when you prune around wires, okay? But pruning will help. Great question, and very timely. Appreciate that, Joan. George, who's up next?
That would be Asif calling us from Massachusetts, and he's got some questions concerning asparagus and preen.
Okay. Good morning. Tell us what's happening with your asparagus.
Hi, Paul, and good morning
Hi.
To you. I cleaned out my asparagus bed yesterday, and I was reading on your newsletter about cleaning it up. And I was wondering if I could put, like, a preen on top of it now so the weeds won't start growing in it.
Preen is something that you can use in your asparagus bed. Now, preen is a wonderful, wonderful product. Preen is a pre-emergence. Now, you've probably heard on the radio, and you probably use it, Scotts makes a four-step system. And the first step is a fertilizer and crabgrass preventer. It prevents seeds from germinating. Preen is very similar to your first step for a lawn care program. Preen will create a barrier, a skin, where you sprinkle it in your asparagus bed, and it will kill seed only. It will not hurt the shoots coming out of the ground, which is what asparagus is. So what you need to do, cultivate. Now, only use your hands. Don't use any tools when you're cleaning your asparagus bed, because you don't want to damage any shoots coming out. And doing it now is perfect. That's why I wrote the story of asparagus in this week's newsletter. I want you to get out there before the new shoots began to come. So clean the bed, sprinkle the preen, and then water. Because you have to change the preen from a powder to a liquid. The liquid will dry. It will create a skin on the surface of the soil, and it will kill all of the weed seeds growing in your garden. It's a great product. You can use it in perennial beds. You can use it in the vegetable garden, like between rows, to keep the weeds from coming up. Now, the one thing you have to say to yourself is, once you put that preen down, you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot cultivate. Because if you put it down and it makes the skin, and then you go through and you cultivate, you're breaking the skin apart and the product is gone. So cultivate, clean, weed first, then put your preen and water it in, and you'll have a garden that will have a lot less weeds. I mean, you will still have some, but hand pull. Do not cultivate. Great question this morning. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. George, who's next?
That would be Patrick in Cape Cod, and he's got a question about planting lettuce and radishes.
Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How's it going?
Great, and yourself?
Good. I had a couple questions about when to plant lettuce and radish seeds directly in the garden.
Okay.
I live on Cape Cod.
Okay. At this time of the year, you know, we're getting anxious. But lettuce, you could plant directly in the garden. I'd wait until April 1st. We used to live in Scituate, which is north of Cape Cod by about 25 miles. And growing up, my father, usually April 1st, he would plant peas, lettuce, spinach directly into the garden. Radishes, he would wait until May 1st because the ground is still cold during April. If you see that the days are warming up and the soil is beginning to really warm, then you can plant radishes. The problem is if you plant radishes during April, traditionally April is a wet, is a month that's very wet. And what happens is some of the seed, if the weather is cold and wet, will actually rot in the ground. Spinach, peas, they like the moisture. Lettuce likes the moisture. So during April, plant them. Don't plant them too deep. Keep them shallow. Keep them moist, and they'll do very, very well. What I would do is I would get a little seed tray and I would start lettuce in the house now. Get it started. And then, 3 weeks from now, you could take the little lettuce seedlings, transplant them into your garden, and because you've got a plant that's about an inch in height, it is going to grow much faster than trying to direct seed. That's what I do. I always start my seed in the house, transplant them about 3 inches apart. Sometimes I will do a staggered double row, and it comes on much, much faster because you've got an established plant. The ground is still cold during April, and lettuce, spinach, peas, they like cooler temperatures to grow. And the sooner you get them in the ground, the better. So start them inside, and you'll have a jumper in the season, and you'll have lettuce before everybody in your neighborhood. Good question. We appreciate the phone call. George, who's up next?
That would be Diane in Maine. She's got a question about acorns.
Diane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you very much. We've been fascinated listening to you talk about mad cow because we have a beautiful hilly area and the grass has just about turned to moss and it is overrun with acorns. And we don't know how, even if we put the mad cow on, if we don't get rid of the acorns, we've lost the battle. So is there any equipment or any product if
to
we
kill
run
the
over,
acorns?
If we went over it with a tiller, the machine wheels push the darn things right back into the ground, so we don't know what to do.
I'll tell you, the best thing for you to do is this. Let those acorns sprout. Let them make leaves. And as soon as you see that the acorn is about 4 or 5 inches high and it's got foliage on it, if you take your lawnmower, lower the blade as low as it will go, and push it right across the area where the acorns are sprouting, 90% of them will be killed because that's a little tiny plant It does not have a mature root system. And when you chop it down to the ground and you've taken all of the foliage off, that acorn plant, for the most part, will not come back. So don't put down a weed killer. Let them come up. Let them become visible in the area where they are sprouting. And when you see that there are visible leaves, which will be probably during May, lower the blade of your lawnmower. Give it a good chopping. And again, 90% of them will be killed without the use of a weed killer. A lot more effective. If you rototill, you're right, you're going to push some of the seed back into the ground that have not really sprouted yet. And if there's some in there, you're going to bring them up to the surface and you're going to have more weeds. So a good haircut and those acorns will be history. It's as simple as that. You don't have to use any weed killers. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're talking earlier about things that you can put in your garden. It's still March. It's still early. But I'll tell you, pansies, Johnny Jump-Ups, and violets, those plants will tolerate the cold. And I remember some years living in Massachusetts, I planted pansies. Third week of March, we had some snow. The snow melted. The pansies were right there laughing at the snow and said, "See, I'm tough. I'm a pansy, and I'll make your day."
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker. To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds. Kill them all.
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, soldier, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
With Scott's four-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the four bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with four feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's ORGANICA seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We're all going to work together, and we're going to have a beautiful yard. A lot of us are going to be spending a lot of time in the yard this year with the price of gas, the way it keeps going up here. It's absolutely getting crazy. But let's spend some time in the yard. Let's get it done early. So as soon as your lawn is walkable, if you walk on your lawn and you hear that squishy sound, get off. Let the grass dry. And when the soil has dried and you can walk on it without making a mushy, squishy sound, this time of the year, start picking up all the sticks, the branches that came down during the winter. You can start raking the lawn to get the dead grass off. And what you want to do, those of you that had a lot of snow on your grass, the snow and the ice compacted. And in some areas where you have poor drainage, if you look at the grass, you may see a white tinge in spots, in circles. That's called snow mold. And the first thing you want to do, take a bamboo rake and rake really hard the ground in those areas. And that will pull out the infected blades of grass, the grass that died over the winter. It will allow the air to circulate around it. And most of the time, if you can clean your lawn where you have snow mold and do it early, you will not have to use a fungicide on your grass. So as soon as your grass is walkable, rake it, clean it. And especially if it's matted down and you're seeing different colorations, cleaning will help to prevent and stop diseases dead in its tracks. So you may want to start doing that in the days ahead. George, who's up next?
Paul in Cape Cod has got a problem with goosegrass.
Paul on beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking this call.
My pleasure.
I had a most beautiful lawn last spring, and then as it got towards the middle of the summer, I got an awful lot of goosegrass. And, of course, now everything is dead, and I went out and looked at a lot of it now that the snow's gone. And I was wondering, do I need to dig that out before I add the first application of the Scott's feeder?
Well, sometimes it's very hard to determine if it's goosegrass, quackgrass, barnyard grass, and some of them are perennial. Some of them are annual. So what I want you to do before you apply it, Paul, is to rake the lawn. Get the bamboo rake, the spring action rake, and rake the whole lawn and clean it to get all of that dead winter debris off the grass. Step one. Step two, put down the pre-emergence crabgrass control, because it not only kills crabgrass seed, but it will also kill some of the annual broadleaf grasses. Okay? So you put that down, and if the type of grass that came up that was coarse and very heavy is an annual, it's made a lot of seed on your lawn. So the pre-emergence will kill that. Give the grass a chance to grow. When this coarse grass comes up, then you can dig it out or you can spray it. But the main thing is to kill the seed that plant made so that it doesn't overtake the whole yard. So a good cleaning, a feeding to encourage the good grasses to thicken in any of the holes that were made by the annual weeds to prevent them from resprouting, and then your pre-emergence will kill the seed, and then wait and see what happens. Some of these perennial-type weeds can also be killed. Bayer Lawn and Garden has a grass killer that will kill broad-bladed grasses without hurting the good grasses in your lawn. It will tell you more about that product in the days to come. But Bayer Advance has a great crabgrass and grass